And we continue on the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This recipient is former Washington Demon football player Bryson. Bryce, thanks for joining us here this evening.
Thank you. Appreciate this.
So, Bryce, a lot to talk about. You're just coming off last week. You played in the Shrine Bowl. We all know that's a very significant game in more ways than one. Before we kind of get into the game itself, talk about how maybe you first heard that you're going to participate in. What was your first impression that you heard that you were going to represent Washington at the Shrine Bowl?
I guess when Jack Giardino a couple years ago got selected, I thought it was a really cool thing. Went up and watched him, and it was really cool watching all the best players in Iowa play in one game. And for the purpose was the main thing, helping the kids out that were not able to play sports. But I guess I was selected around, I think it was in the wintertime, but Coach Carter put my name in the drawing, and there's core values about it, how they select a player to play in it, and I guess I matched all those values. And my coach, he knew for about a month, actually, and he never told me, which was really surprising, because we were talking about it, and I guess I was always saying, like, you think I'm going to make it, or, like, you think there's a chance I can play in it? And I guess he knew the whole time, so one day he texted me and told me that he's known for a while, and I was really excited about it.
Very cool. Well, we all know that it's, you know, a long week. There's more to events than just the game itself. You got there early in the week. Just kind of run down the series of events throughout the week.
Oh, we did. Our days were full. We had 2 days. The first practice we got there, the first day we had two practices and within 5 hours. It was pretty tough. But it was fun. The next day we went to like a water park. We had like a hog roast with all the Shriners. We got to meet all the kids kind of the field, the Uni Dome, and we played with them. And then we went around to different classrooms, learning about the differences and like what actually kids have to go through and their differences and how they live with their lives that way. I guess pretty much we practiced, ate, and slept. It was pretty much, I had an hour of free time at night, but that's about it.
Jam-packed days, as expected. Well, you kind of mentioned it a little bit, the purpose of it. How eye-opening was it to be a part of, you know, not only the game, but the whole experience that really meant it was kind of a bigger than football type of game?
It really was. It opened my eyes to see how, I don't know, how thankful I am for being granted a body that I can go out and run and lift and just work hard at things, because some people aren't lucky enough to have that. And it really opened my eyes to see how good I have it in life.
Now, kind of the game itself, how did it kind of feel going up against some of the best players in the state?
It was fun. I got to meet some really good players around in the state. I heard about them on like TV or looking at Quick Stats or something, seeing their names on there, or All-State list, and finally got to put a face to their names and got to really get to know the guys. And a lot of cool dudes around the state that I got to play with.
Awesome. Well, last question about the Shrine Bowl. What did it kind of mean to you to put that Demon helmet on one last time?
It was fun. I'm grateful that I got to wear it one last time. I mean, I don't know, the night before the game, I was thinking, and I was talking to a few of my buddies on the phone, and I'm like, wow, this is going to be the last time I wear a Washington helmet. It's the last Washington event I ever really do, and I guess it was kind of weird thinking of all the memories I had at Washington High School and all the friendships I made and all the everything that's just gone through the last 4 years at the high school. And it was weird, but at the same time, I'm glad I had one last chance to wear the helmet.
Bryce, we all know that you are a multi-sport athlete. You're also part of track for a few years, but also basketball. You know, maybe this is kind of an easy question to answer, given that you're playing football at the next level, but do you have a favorite?
You know, you really can't take anything away from Friday Night Lights. Like, those were the best feelings. I mean, basketball was fun. The games were just just bonding with the guys, but there's nothing that can take Friday nights away from you, and those are the best feelings.
Totally agree with you there. Well, as I mentioned, you're playing football. Tell everyone where you're going to play and maybe what's your major.
I'm going to play at Loras College next year. It's in Dubuque. I plan on studying education to be a teacher next year, in 4 years. And I plan on doing teaching history in a high school level atmosphere.
Awesome. What really jumped out to you about Loras?
I don't know. It came down to a couple colleges left, and I went to a visit at Loras. I had a couple guys from Washington that are going there now. One will be a senior there, and one will be a junior. And I guess I knew them when I was in high school, and they sold it to me. It was a family atmosphere. It's a place where people compete hard, and everybody gets along on the team. And it's not everything about it is football. It's more making friendships, having fun, at the same time going out and winning games.
And then what kind of inspired you to want to go the education history route?
I think I've always wanted to be a teacher just because I think it'll be fun. But when my mom passed away about a year ago, it really opened my eyes to saying, what's all those things? What can I do in my life that can help people? And I guess teaching is one of those things where I can go to school and if someone's having a rough day or having a situation like I had to deal with, I can say, I know the way you're feeling. I know how to help them. And later on, after I get done teaching, I want to go into counseling. I just want to be able to help kids that are in the future. They need someone to talk to because I feel like I've been in their shoes before.
Awesome. Well, Laura's got a good education program down there. Well, Bryce, you got just a few days left before you have to report to fall camp. What are you going to kind of do with your remaining few days of summer?
I think I'm going to take it easy for one thing, be in the weight room and keep the cardio going. But at the same time, I'm going to say bye to all my friends. It's going to be hard. I'll probably have a big supper with my family to say bye to them, but probably just take it easy and hang out with my friends and say goodbye to everybody.
Last question before I let you go. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
I've always been raised up to, this is kind of cheesy, but treat others the way you want to be treated. And that's what I think of always. Like, I always just want to do my best in making someone's day. No one's different than anybody else. Just always treat everybody the same way and make sure, try to make a favorite conversation and make sure everybody leaves with a smile on their face and just make their day, I guess.
Right on. Well, Bryce, it's been fun talking to you. Congratulations on playing in the Shrine Bowl. Congratulations being our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, and good luck at Loras.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Bryce Sin of the Washington Demon football team, now graduating, making his way to Loras. Best of luck to Bryce in the future. We'll be back with more of the PM Sports Page right after this.